I surely would like to have known more about him, because in his later life he was indigent, but in his younger life after the war he lived well by selling plantation after plantation and living off the proceeds. He had race horses and I guess everything else that a prosperous southern young man had. But my mother, her mother was a musician. And my mother was not only a pianist, but a composer of music. Most southern girls those days, better families, always learned to play the piano. She was frail, beautifully educated. She had a... People always remember the good qualities of their parents, and I remember my mother, not very strong, suddenly becoming a widow with six children, the oldest 17 years old and the youngest 18 months. And she raised that family. She died in 1930. But we weren't poor. My father left an estate with an income from the business. You know, I would often watch families and watch other families. Like, the thing that's thrown on a woman, she's widowed, with several children. Now she had all the responsibility, all the decisions to make. And she could hold that family together and guide them through school and raise them to become good citizens, same as I have a whole other thing. The advice is true, a man left with other children, hell, he goes and looks for another woman or something. I have a son who, four children, and his wife divorced him 15 years ago. And by golly, she raised those children. One is a lawyer with fine practice, another is a senior at Ole Miss. This girl will enter junior college this fall. And the youngest boy is in high school. And she kept that family together. And you know, that's the important thing, is to keep them together. When they begin to disperse, get around there like a bunch of rats. Yeah. They're all successful kids. Our mother, a school teacher, she herself is a college graduate and a high grade teacher.
Now, your grandparents on your father's side?
That was William Smith, who was the brother to this man who wrote this article here.
Yeah.